Hi, my name is Ken, but you know me as DJ Newstyle, host of this fine radio program we like to call the DJ Newstyle Show. Funny thing is, I'm not actually here right now. This little intro, this is not live. This is recorded, because currently, right now, what I'm doing is I'm drinking, shitting, eating, and enjoying the ocean all at the same time. It's an amazing feeling. So why don't you sit back, relax, and enjoy new material from the DJ Newstyle Show. Oh, we go the extra mile for you. Well, at least I do. Where the fuck is Germ Freak? I really don't even know where he is. But wherever he is, rest assured he's in a basement.
You're listening to the DJ Newstyle Show, you dick knob. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
He goes, I know where it is. I know where it is. I'm not an idiot. I know where it is. I said, please repeat it. I know where it is. I know where it is. I know where it is.
I got the money, like the lawyer said to do.
What the fuck does she get me? Okay.
Nobody can face a heartache.
First of all, I said breve. She gets me fucking non-fat milk.
For tomorrow I'll be leaving him. I
said breve.
Just one cup of coffee and then I go.
I'm sick to my stomach and I'm pissed off.
I got the money.
I said equal. She gets me fucking sweet and low.
But it can't replace the heartache I was given.
She thought it was all the same. She thought it was all the same, okay?
Tomorrow I'll be leaving it. I know.
They have equal sweet and low and splendor.
One cup of coffee and then I go.
Blue is equal. Splendor is yellow.
Judge not before you fool yourself.
Sweet and low is pink. Sugar is white.
Judge not.
I said I want equal.
Now you're not ready for judgment. Oh, oh, the road to life is rocky.
I'm sick.
And you may stumble too.
She gets me the goddamn sweet and low.
As you point your finger, someone else is judging you.
I said breve.
Judge not.
I said I want equal.
Before you judge yourself.
I said breve.
Judge not.
I said I want equal.
Or you're not ready for judgment.
Breve.
Oh, the road to life is rocky.
Sick.
And you may stumble too. So while you're laughing at me, someone else is judging you.
I'm so pissed off right now, I could punch a goddamn wall. I'm so aggravated. I was looking forward to it. Oh, God. I'm so aggravated right now. It doesn't taste the same. I'm sick to my stomach. This is bullshit. She had a... Oh! I said I can't repeat it and she didn't repeat it.
The DJ Newstyle Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
Newstyle Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ Newstyle Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is good punching.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet. No. No. No.
Yeah.
Hey, Donna!
No.
Did you try to call her yet?
No.
Shut up!
Oh, snap! Yeah, that's right, everybody. You're listening to the DJ Newstyle Show. Exclusive, whenever the fuck I want to do it, programming on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. I can't go into this. I can't extend this anymore. I think some of you know why, but for those who don't, let me get it straight. Rammstein! Oh, listen to them play! Let the boys play! Oh, I hear some mic rumbling. You know what that means, ladies and gents. It's the DJ Newstyle Show. Please don't step in yet, because I haven't... Oh my God, Frank! It's the DJ Newstyle Show. little bit of a secret episode, secret recorded episode that you may hear, you may not hear. I don't even know. Frank, I just don't even know. Ladies and gentlemen, your friend and mine, Germ Freak. Germ, how are you doing tonight?
Are you out of your fucking mind? It's 12:30 at night.
What day is it?
You want to ruin Saturday.
You want to ruin the entire illusion?
Oh, I forgot.
By the way, that was invented not by you, but by my girlfriend.
No,
Amanda.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
You know, I'm just tired of people always just ripping me off.
She didn't rip you off. First of all, it sounds like a fucking clown. It doesn't sound like anything that you've created originally. It's not like you wrote yesterday and you hear some fucking cover band doing a job of it and you just, you know, you're not doing the song justice. It's a fucking giggle. Stop yawning.
How sweet it is.
Would you please stop yawning and shouting? You're shouting and yawning.
Should I lower my mic volume?
No, please. Come on. We're a professional show here. We don't need to discuss this type of nonsense.
The Lotrimin is really clearing up my rash. I get to give props to Rob Giggs.
You're going to give props to Rob Giggs. And please lower your speakers. I know it's an informal show and all.
I have it on mute, dude.
Oh, that's great, because I just heard a little.
It must be your section.
My what?
Your section.
Sexton.
Do you know what a sexton
Frank,
is?
I'm hearing your fucking shit. Lower your fucking speakers.
How is it now? I shut it off.
No, what I'm saying is anytime somebody logs in or off, I'm hearing fucking notifications from your
telephone. I lowered it.
God, this is a grand episode of the DJ New Style Show.
Listen.
Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Thank you.
Do you know that there is actually a word, sexton, S-E-X-T-O-N? Are you aware of that? And it's not sexually related.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for that. But it's funny that you bring up words, the existence of words and all that. We're from.
I love the origin of words.
We are from New Jersey, both of us. We're a couple of Jersey people, and from time to time, I think that we tend to take that for granted, or maybe just extend it over our entire listening audience, and we'll say things that probably just don't make sense to anybody. Like, for example, Taylor ham or pork roll. You go to fucking somebody in Cheyenne or you go to Oklahoma where Big Well is watching grass grow and plucking tomatoes from vines. He doesn't know what the fuck pork roll is. I think we should probably go through some of the things that, we talk about. Some things that are very exclusive to New Jersey and just really explain them.
Well, Taylor ham is actually the trade name. It's actually pork roll.
It's a brand name, but you know what?
It's a trade name.
It's the industry leader in disc-shaped compressed pork. It's the industry leader.
I love Taylor. I just love it. It's just so delicious and tasty and spicy and good.
I've been trying to not eat it as much. Because I go with the breakfast sandwiches when I go out before work about 9:30. Start my day. I'll go and get a double egg and cheese with Taylor ham on it. I don't order it as pork roll.
No, neither do I.
Did you say that's good for my heart?
Yeah.
You know what? You live once. And in this life, I've decided that I'm going to eat pork roll. Taylor ham. Whatever we're going to call it. I remember in school lunches, though, one of the days would be pork roll day. It would just be fucking slices of Taylor ham on a bun.
I remember that too, and the problem was the pork roll. It was always undercooked, and it was full of grease, and I just made me stomach turn.
Full of what?
Grease, and it made me stomach turn.
I just made you repeat that because whenever somebody says grease, it just makes me laugh a little bit. It's grease. It's filled with grease.
I say grease.
Well, did John Travolta sing about grease lightning?
I'm not sure.
Are you a greasy wop? Well, you
no,
are.
No, there's different types. He's talking about grease lightning, referring to motor oil grease. I'm talking about cooking grease.
Oh, okay. So, like, I could talk about motor oil, and I could talk about cooking oil, but I have to say them differently, right?
Right. Well, they're two different things, aren't they, boy?
You call me boy?
They're two different things, aren't they?
You called me boy.
I did.
We're talking about greasy pork, and you're calling me boy. I don't appreciate the racism on this show. Right off the bat, you're getting racist.
whatever. I don't even know what you're talking about there. But
you
anyway,
love pork roll. You love Taylor
I
ham.
I love Taylor ham, and I love bacon. I love Taylor ham and bacon.
You hate pigs. You love pigs to eat. You don't like a pig in real life, but you would love to eat a pig.
I like pigs. I think they're very cute.
But you eat them. Is that a struggle for you when you go to a petting zoo with your kids and you see a cute pig?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Does that bother you?
Well, I'm not eating the pig that I'm petting.
No, but you're eating one a lot like it.
I'll tell you what I don't eat is veal. Do you eat veal?
I love veal. By the way, quick shout out, Veal Chop 79 in the Pal Talk room. First time I've seen him on Pal Talk.
And there's somebody else who doesn't eat veal either.
Who's that? Jesus.
That's a girl's, Barb's mother, Magdalena. She does not eat veal as well. And we have something in common. Thank you.
Well, that's okay. In her case, there's probably an educated move behind it. But your case is probably because you heard that they put cows in boxes. But that's not the case. See, what happens is these cows are very lackadaisical. And they deserve to be eaten with lettuce and balsamic vinaigrette. Or sometimes with Parmesan cheese melted on top of them. That's their punishment for being lazy. They don't want to run around the corral? Fine, you're going to be veal.
So you're saying that they got it made because they're just lounging around until their death?
Think about this. What do we all strive to be? We all strive to have enough money so we can stop working, so we can just sit in a box. Whether your box is a fucking room or it's something that, you know, you're suspended upside down inside while you're being injected with milk, that's open to interpretation.
Holy shit! Okay.
What?
Seth is shirtless.
Now, remember that we're doing radio here.
I realize that. I apologize.
And I need you. You can be marveled at the visuals, but I want you to explain them.
Okay.
We're in our Pal Talk room, which is Heroes Talk Radio on Pal Talk. You can also check out heroestalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. I didn't get to say that in the intro because you hopped right in. But our buddy Crazed, who Frank calls Seth out of respect, and I no longer call Seth because he's crazed, is roving around some basement shirtless. And he explained before that he doesn't have his own computer. He's using the family's computer. So this gigantic shirtless man is just strolling around the house and sitting on the family computer talking about God knows what. And now he's preparing a snack. That's really good. Really healthy time to start eating. 12:45 in the morning. I'm just tearing down all the walls because you already ruined it. Is that okay, Frank?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as, you know, pretending that this is not recorded or pretending it's being live, I mean, does it even matter? Does that matter to you?
It doesn't matter because I listened to the show that you did when I was on vacation, and you told people that it was a secret show. So you told them then, so what difference does it make?
But at that point, I didn't really know that I wanted to what I wanted to do. I knew that I just wanted to do a show, and I wanted new content for the people. I wanted to have something in the can so that, you know, instead of playing a replay. Oh, by the way, I'm losing my train of thought because I have there's two or three cams up. The biggest one is Seth, and I just see a hanging wire basket which used to have snacks in it swinging just crazily over the top of his shirtless head. As he tries to pick bones out of a bowl or whatever the fuck
Seth,
he's doing.
Seth, can you hear us, Seth?
It seriously looks like my grandma's house. It looks like Seth is actually about to eat all my grandmother's food and kill her.
I don't think he realizes that the cam is on. I really don't.
Watch him start jacking off. He's gonna come into that ice cream because he's out of salt. Oh, my God. We're watching a cam here. We're watching our buddy Seth. It's the DJ New Style show. You know, free form. We're trying to keep some stuff. Frank is not very enthused with doing this, I can tell. I mean, it's only 12:45. You'll be up until 6. You don't sleep much. Do you sleep? How often do you sleep?
How many hours? I don't know, about 3 hours.
But you sleep every day? I mean, wasn't there a time when you didn't you went a couple days?
Oh, my record is 52 hours. That's 52 hours without sleeping.
Thank you for explaining how the digits looked, because now our second grade audience will really be able to move into that double digit transition of their math career.
What's the longest you've gone without sleep?
under 30. I know that, but it was during college. You know, I had to study, do all
that
shit.
Yeah, me too.
That, but it was 52 hours for you?
It was 52 hours, over 2 days.
Why were you up that long? I mean, were you on drugs?
I was on no dose. I had to finish a paper.
It's not quite like, you know, no dose is, after that point, is mislabeled. It's not even, it's not just dozing off. It's like your body needs sleep. Yeah, Veal is checking in here. He says, 52 hours, you should be hallucinating at that point. Were you seeing anything?
No. It's longer. You hallucinate way much longer than 52 hours. It's got to be like close to a week before you hallucinate.
Are you upset that you didn't get to 60?
No. I didn't even think about it.
How good was that sleep after 52 hours?
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because it wasn't really that good because I only slept for five or six hours once I did go to sleep.
Yeah, you broke the streak with 2 minutes of sleep, and then you went another 48. It's insane. I mean, like, holy Christ, here he comes. Holy shit. We're looking at Seth's cam. I know it's summer and all. Seth, I understand it's summer. I know you can hear me right now.
Oh, be nice, please.
But I'm just saying, a shirt is not the worst thing in the world.
You're an ass. You're an asshole.
Big Cam is saying that, suggesting that he has the same body style as Bam Margera's dad. It's all right. It's okay.
So what?
It's summer and it is hot out. Now Frank, you know there's a gas crisis going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are aware of this. You do a lot of driving throughout the day. Do you do anything extra to try and save or improve your mileage?
No.
You don't do anything? You know what?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I refuse to get gas, though. I refuse to buy gas. So I drive. I'm not going to give the satisfaction of getting gas, so I don't get it. I just drive as much on fumes as humanly possible because I refuse to get gas.
But you're getting it, though. That's the thing.
But I get it. I refuse to get it until I have to get it.
Have you ever stopped? Have you ever run out of gas?
Yeah, 3 times in my life.
Maybe you should probably start getting gas a little bit before that point.
I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of getting it.
See, now, I've realized that, yes, if I'm going to drive, I need gas. I've come to that that revelation pretty early, probably when I was 4. What I do, though, is lately I've been trying to improve my mileage that I've been getting by not using the AC, keeping the windows up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Let me tell you, when it's 90 degrees out and you're on your way to work and you're me, you're fucking, you're going to be sweating and you're going to be disgusting by the time you get to work. your microphone bobbling or whatever you're doing there.
I dropped my headphones for a minute.
Why, how did you drop them? Why weren't they on your head?
I was picking something up off the floor and I bent my head down and they fell off.
I went down, my headphones fell off.
Yeah.
But I try to improve it, and it actually does work. People are like, "Oh, that fucking air conditioning thing doesn't work." Blah 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 blah.
But why kill yourself? Why suffer?
You know, so you don't have to get gas.
What are you saving, New Style? A couple bucks? I mean, come on.
I was getting 28 miles a gallon from doing that, and then this whole tank that I just got, I've wanted to see the difference, so I've been leaving the windows down, putting the air up. And I'm down to 20 miles a gallon. I lost 8 miles per gallon.
Right.
That's...
Do you keep it on a certain temperature in the car? Or?
No, I turn it off. I mean, when I'm trying to save gas. But you mean when I'm using the AC? Uh-huh. I always keep it low. I want it to be as frigid as possible.
But well, then why keep it low then if you're going to keep it frigid? I don't understand. Does that make sense?
No, the temperature is the lowest possible.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I mean, how what's the force of the air coming out?
Max. I want the most air, and I want it to be as cold as possible. Okay. I'm a sweater. I'm what is commonly called a sweater. If it gets the slightest bit hot, I become angry, and I fucking sweat through 2-3 shirts.
I'm a cardigan myself, but anyway.
A cardigan is a sweater, you fuck. God, you're hilarious. But yeah, so what I do is I have to keep it as cold as possible. Not only because I'm half Italian and I'm a greasy half wop and I sweat, but because I'll fall asleep. So I need to be alert. I got to stay frosty behind that wheel. It doesn't work all the time, but I don't fall asleep and stay asleep. I will at least wake up. Have you ever done that? You've fallen asleep, correct?
Of course.
Yeah, stay focused here. Stay on point, Frank.
Okay.
Yeah. No, no.
No? No. You got my thing?
Can we just fucking roll?
I apologize.
Jesus Christ. I understand. It's
late.
I know it's late. Don't need to fuck up the show. Let's keep on talking on Heroes Talk. That's going to be the next slogan of the HeroesTalk.com.
We got tonight. Go ahead.
Now, after it's done?
No, I'm sorry.
How does the song go?
We've got tonight.
Do.
We've got today.
Do.
That's all I know.
Yeah, that's really good. Maybe you should listen to the words. Are you the type of person that likes a song and doesn't really know the words?
I think most people don't know the words to songs. I know the words to most. Some of the songs, I know a lot of the words, but I don't know all of them.
Okay, well, what's an example of a song that you enjoy, but you don't really know the words too well?
Let me think for a second. Like, for example, Photograph by Def Leppard. I can't decipher all of the words in the song. Some of the words escape me. Also, another one is the boots with the fur and the fur with the boots.
By who? Flo Rida?
Yes, and with the Reebok straps, which I don't understand because Reeboks have shoelaces. But anyway.
So this is the song right here?
Yeah.
Can you sing along with it? Do your best. Do your best.
What's the name of the song?
Just sing it, Frank. All right, just try singing it. Go ahead.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Low.
Oh, by Low Rider.
No, by Flo Rida.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know why you're not singing.
I don't know the words. Okay. With the boots, with the fur, and the fur, with the boots, and the apple bottom jeans, and the boots with the straps, and the apple bottom flow, and the boots with the fur.
Now, where did you come into familiarity with this terrible song?
Barbara. She was talking about it with somebody, and that's how I heard of it.
Now, has this crossed over into your personal life at all? Your kids getting
into this?
My
daughter sings it.
Your daughter loves this song now.
Yes.
Do you know what the song means?
Barbara told me what it means.
Here it is. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, she's getting fucked over a car. Basically is what that means.
Well,
and your daughter's singing it like it's the fucking national anthem. She's singing, these fucking hoodlums are singing about some woman who's just trying to enjoy herself at a club. And little does she know, she's about to get fucked.
Right.
It's hard.
I think you're misinterpreting it, New Style. It's not about that at all. It's about a dancer being on top of the bar and crouching and slapping her A's.
No, it's not. Listen to Flo Rida. She had apple bottom jeans. That means she's gonna get piped right in her little ass. And any girl who sings it, you know, it's not because they like the music, Frank. Are you okay?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing. Go ahead. Finish this. What you're talking about here?
No, it's over with. What's okay. Going on?
We talked about something the other day, and I thought it was really good. A good topic is movies where you hear a song and you're always, whenever you hear that song, you always relate to a particular scene in the movie.
Oh, okay.
And even if that song was around before the movie came out, no matter what, you still always think about that scene in the movie.
That is true. That is very true. What is one of those?
Well, you know, as soon as I hear the Layla I think of you know the
what do you think of when you hear this?
Oh. I think of the Goodfellas opening when Ray Liotta is about to do his narration of how he, you know, started in his thing and whatnot.
Ray Liotta, you said?
Well, yeah.
Hmm. Who's that?
He's the guy who played Henry Hill.
Of course he is. Shut up. See, this is a perfect example of that. It really is. There are certain songs that remind you of that part of the movie. For example, "Do What Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do" reminds me of a crying Beta Sultanfuss who's just trying to make herself get out of the place she's currently in. Do you remember that movie, My Girl?
I never saw it.
Never saw it, huh?
No.
Never, ever, ever.
Nope. Can't relate to it.
All they got from Paulie was protection. And the other guys were looking to rip him off. That's what it was all about. That's what the FBI can never understand. That what Paulie and the organization offer is protection for the kind of guys who can't go to the cops. They're like the police department for wise guys. Thank you. Thank you, Frank. Must I didn't be a beggar? Yes, we're just singing and having a very good time. What's another example of that, Frank?
Whenever I hear the song Tequila, I think of Pee Wee Herman in The Big Adventure dancing on the bar.
Let me tell you something about that right now. That was huge when I was in like first grade, and there were talent shows. Okay, and one of my friends, who is a very tough guy now, he did the Pee Wee Herman dance in front of the entire school. To a fucking standing O when it was done.
Wow.
Standing, that's how huge this was in the 80s. If anybody did that now, they would be mocked forever. They would have that nickname Pee-wee until the day they died. Like that one guy that went to school with his name Spanky. I don't know his real name. I still don't know his name. Do you have anybody that you knew only by a nickname?
No.
Yeah, I mean, in Pal Talk, it's a little bit tougher, but you've taken to getting everybody's first name. That's the first question you ask of them.
That's what because I don't, you know, once you get to know somebody, you know, that's why I, there's a girl on here, her name is, her nick is Manda Panda 080785.
Wow, I wonder what her name is.
Well, I said to her, and I said, is your first name really Amanda? And she said yes, because I wanted to make sure that I call her Amanda from now on as opposed to Amanda. I prefer to call her by her formal name.
But that's bullshit, because she prefers to be called Manda.
She does?
She fucking put Manda in her name. Why would you... What the fuck? Why would you want to complicate somebody's name to the point where you're using their full name just because it suits
well,
you?
Well, I think she only put Manda in there because it better rhymes with Panda.
Amanda Panda fucking rhymes. It's the end part of the word. Her name could be Peter Christophananda, and it would still rhyme with fucking Panda.
And I think she has an affinity for stuffed animals as well, because there's always an assortment of stuffed animals behind her.
Well, you're referring to her camera, where I think right now she's got a gigantic Care Bear that she's had there for a while. She used to have a bunch more. I mean,
I'm not sure what happened to them all.
But what also gets me is that you're very, very detail-oriented on these cams.
And give me an example.
Well, you picked fucking Crazed Cam for some reason. You saw him milling about in the kitchen, completely shirtless and chewing on some kind of an animal.
Mm-hmm.
You picked out on
Well, that. No, he's a vegetarian.
Well, the thing is, you're supposed to be doing a show, but you're just watching all these other people.
Well, it's
I don't know how somebody...
It's giving us fodder, isn't it?
No, I don't
know. It's giving us fodder.
What I'm saying is, I don't know how someone can do a talk show when all they do is look at Pal Talk cams.
It's giving us fodder for the show.
I understand that. I'm just making a quick point that maybe some people will understand. It's okay, Frank. You don't have to get it. You don't have to get everything. You don't give a shit about your gas mileage. You don't want to try and save a little money. You just go on fumes and delay the inevitable. You're not really causing any bit of a stir by just going later to get gas. You do realize that. You're not doing anything. You're just delaying the inevitable. You will get gas because you need to.
But I'm not giving them the satisfaction of getting it when I need it.
You are getting it when you need it. That's the problem.
Right, but I'm not going sooner than I have to.
And you know what you're also doing is you're passing up your ability to go to a place where it's cheaper. You have to get it wherever you are. So if they're charging $25 a gallon, guess what? You're fucked. You have to get it from there. That's what you're doing.
You know, listen, I've been driving a hell of a lot longer than you, so please don't give me advice.
But I'm better at it than you.
Excuse me? I am a fucking better driver than you any day,
boy. How many points do you have?
I am a better driver than you any day.
Oh, you don't want to talk about your vacation where you gave a little bit of sass mouth to the cop.
And I didn't give any sass.
You gave some sass mouth.
You just lucky you got
you
off.
You gave some sass mouth to the cop and he gave you 4 points. He gave
you
4 points.
I think it fucking might be more than that.
Wait, why would it be more than that?
Well, because I went 21 miles over the limit. So isn't it like every 10 you get 2 points? Or is it every 15?
Man, I really don't even know. Are you going to fight it?
I'm driving up to upstate New York again.
And you're going to fight it. You're going to try to get it reduced.
Well, I'll plea bargain.
Yeah, maybe you'll have to blow the judge. I don't know. If you could get a scot-free record, no points, no ticket, you have to blow the judge. Would you do it?
Don't be an animal.
The judge will pay you $100 too.
Shut the you stop it.
$500.
I'm not. Come on.
You're thinking about it. That means you're gay.
No, I'm just thinking about it.
It means you're gay. You want to use your mouth to get freedom and a little bit of a financial ease.
Another song that I think of when I hear it is Twist and Shout. I think of Ferris Bueller's Day Off when he was in
that
the
terrible
raid.
Version of it. Twist
by the Beatles.
And Shout, or no, when he does the fucking Donka Shane.
Oh.
That was the worst case of fucking overdubbing ever.
That was pretty bad.
It was pretty goddamn bad. But that movie makes me want to go see Chicago. It does. I've actually planned a trip where I might be going to Chicago to check out a few things.
I mean,
I've never been.
You know, why would you want to see a gay play like that? I mean, it's ridiculous.
A what?
The play or the movie?
The fucking city in the Midwest, you dick!
Oh, I thought you said you were going to see Chicago. I thought you meant the play or
no,
or
the city,
movie.
You fuck.
Oh, I apologize.
Chicago. First of all, Chicago is a band. Okay, and I would never want to go and see Chicago perform just because you love Karate Kid 2. By the way, another example, Karate Kid 2. I should probably play some of these. I am the man who will fight for your honor. You remember that shit?
I didn't see Karate Kid.
Bullshit! You didn't see Karate Kid.
I swear, my family.
You
I didn't
were
see
in
Karate
your
Kid.
Prime then. You were.
I
you
didn't
were about
see
to
it.
Hit middle age, and you.
No. You know what? I don't appreciate you trying to show off in front of people here.
I'm not showing off for anybody.
All right. I'm not. I think was that come out in 1985 or 86 or something like that. The first one. I'm not sure.
NorCal Murph is checking in. He had a prime. You didn't have a prime.
Yeah, this guy NorCal Murph. I don't know who the hell he is, but he's got a little bit of an attitude.
Well, I don't know, Frank. Maybe he doesn't like you so much.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like I'm fighting. I'm about to get in my stance. Peter Cetera is incredibly gay.
No, he isn't.
Yeah. Oh God, are you kidding me?
In real life, he is.
Oh, he looks like he sucks on a cock. Wait, is he dead? No, wait, James Gunn is dead. Tips him out.
Way to read the room. Don't be reading the room when you're doing the show.
It's called feedback, you fuck.
Well, that's what I was doing, feedback.
You were viewing a camera and talking about stuffed animals.
Fuck yourself.
Peter Cetera.
I wanted to explain something you don't with this.
Just fucking listen to this. This was probably your fucking prom song. I guarantee. Let me tell you something. Sing it.
No.
Frank, you don't know any songs, do you?
you're missing the point, but go ahead.
What's the point?
The point is, this. I'm assuming this song was made specifically for this movie. Is that correct?
It is, because I'm looking at the video here on YouTube, and it's got clips from the fucking movie in it.
But that's not what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to say, I'm talking about songs that were already around, that were already around before the movie, that already came out before the movie, that were already released before the movie came. That were already released before the movie came out. See what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I know what you mean. Like in Animal House when they have Shout.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
See, don't give me a song that was made specifically for the movie, E period, G period, Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. I'm talking about songs that were around prior to the movie. And even though you've heard them prior to the movie coming out, you still think of the movie when you hear the song.
Yeah. Frank.
Yeah.
Why don't you like Karate Kid?
I didn't say I didn't like it.
No,
I never
seriously,
saw it.
I'm really questioning if I should
be friends
with you.
And I'm not a big fan of Ralph Macchio.
Well, why not?
Well,
why don't you like Ralph Macchio?
I have my reasons.
Tell me why.
Let's just say I met him one time and he refused to give me an autograph.
What the fuck would you ask him an autograph? Why would you ask him for an autograph?
It was when he was on Eight Is Enough, when he first started his career.
Fucking bullshit! He's not going out on an autograph tour.
And when he was on Eight Is Enough, he had an autograph tour at Menlo Park Mall before the old mall before they fixed it up. And it was time for him to go, and I was late, and he refused to give it to me. So I said I will boycott anything that fuck does. Fuck Ralph Macchio.
So you've never
And I'm so happy because look what happened to his fucking career. Down, plunged. He's doing fucking beer league with the fucking what's his name from Stern Show. What's that guy? That fat guy's name?
Artie Lang.
Yeah, this guy was in the fucking Outsiders, Karate Kid. Now he's doing fucking beer league. You don't even recognize the fuck. How bad did his career sink?
What was Joe Pesci's biggest movie?
That's
name
a good question.
Name Joe Pesci's top five movies.
I gotta go with probably My Cousin Vinny.
And who was in that?
With a very, very small bit part, and AKA
did
that
you
one
see
came
the
out
movie?
In 90-
did you
that
see
came
the
out
movie?
In-
did you see
bag.
The movie?
You know what? Don't fucking show off,
Frank.
In front of-
did you see
I
the
saw
movie?
I saw the movie. He had a small little part. He had probably had like 10
you
fucking lines.
You fucking caved on your boycott.
When did that come out, dickface? In 92.
You caved on your boycott.
Whatever. Who didn't see My Cousin Vinny?
No, Frank, the thing is, I will never see anything by that fucker.
I didn't watch his parts. I put my hand over my face when his parts came on. I covered my eyes.
You're such a liar.
I covered my eyes.
You love him. That's why you asked for his autograph. And it wasn't after fucking Eight
I was
Is Enough.
He was on his career started when he was on Eight Is Enough back in 1980, or very early 80s, 81 I believe it was.
It was 1980.
Look it up, you'll see it.
1980.
Okay, 1980.
Sure. He was not on that long though. Well, he wasn't part of the original cast.
No, he wasn't. But he was on it.
So why would somebody that they just added to save a sinking ship? Why would he be doing mall tours?
I have no idea.
Exactly. He did it either after The Outsiders, where he died because he got burned in the church. God, it's sad. Stay gold, Frank. Stay cold. Or he did it after Karate Kid. And the fact that you're saying you covered your eyes, that is not a way to boycott it. Your money still went to him. You gave him some money. And he turned you down, and that fucking pissed you off. Did you fancy yourself like a little Ralph Macchio? Like maybe one day when you grow up, you'll be obsolete?
I looked like him a little bit when I was younger.
You did not look like him.
How the fuck would you know? You didn't know me back then.
I didn't, but I've seen pictures. We have that one picture on Heroes Talk on the forums, heroestalk.com/forum, where Frank, the thing is, I'm looking at a recent picture of him now, maybe you guys did look alike, because he's fucking completely bald on top. So maybe. Maybe you and him were fucking kindred spirits. I don't know what to tell you, Frank. Why so bitter? What did he say to you? How did you approach him and ask for the autograph?
I don't want to talk about it.
I want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. It's a long time ago, and I don't want to talk about
Open up, Frank. That's what the show's about.
He just said, I asked him for the autograph. He says, I don't have time anymore. And he left. He fucking walked out.
Are you crying? You're crying.
I want to talk about, just change the topic.
You're crying. If I play Karate Kid songs, are you going to be okay? He's such a good actor in this, too. Listen to this part. I mean, just listen to this, Frank. Wouldn't it be great to have this guy's autograph?
Now, isn't this what it's all about, boss? You know it. How's the leg, son?
Yeah, my leg's great.
All right.
I hate this bike. I hate this stupid bike.
Frank, you're really that upset?
It hurt me for a long time.
Oh, God, I don't know what to tell you. How many years? When did it finally fade?
Well, at that point, I stopped everything that I had associated with. I took my posters down, and I said,
posters
fuck it.
Posters of what?
Nothing. And I said, enough's enough.
Posters?
I had a poster...
Right. So you got to be the new people in apartment 20, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Hey, Freddy Fernandez, apartment 17.
Yeah, he's going to dismiss Freddy Fernandez as quick as he dismissed you.
Hey, where you from?
New Jersey.
Oh, you love that. He says, hey, where are you from? New Jersey. Is that why you liked it, Frank? He portrayed somebody from New Jersey moving out west.
I did like that part.
You did like that. Now, can we try to...
I like that part now, but I never saw the movie.
Oh,
seriously.
Oh, you like that part now, but you had posters. Now,
The Outsiders.
Frank, I want you to come completely clean here. I want you to pull all the skeletons out of your closet. Have you ever seen Karate Kid?
I swear to God, on my family, I've never seen Karate Kid. It's a God's honest truth.
If you lie... Jesus will strike your entire family dead.
Fine.
You never saw Karate Kid?
Nope. Let him bring it on now. Let him bring on the lightning, because I never saw the movie.
Is it true that you actually did watch his parts in My Cousin Vinny?
Yes.
You did. Doesn't that feel good to admit? Doesn't that feel good to admit? The two Utes, it was probably hilarious.
You know why I watched it? Because I was laughing at how pitiful his career came.
What? Now, if he signed it, you wouldn't be doing this. Why do you hold a grudge so long?
You don't want to cross me. Let's just put it that way.
You held a grudge forever with this.
Do you hold grudges?
I don't really hold grudges. Especially not with fucking people like Ralph Macchio, because they snubbed me for an autograph. I've never really been snubbed for an autograph.
Who have you asked for an autograph of?
Let's see. I got one from Stan Musial, Cardinals great, Nolan Ryan, Jim Norton. I think that's really it. I mean, I haven't gotten too many.
I think you're missing somebody.
I don't know. Who am I missing?
He committed double murder.
I didn't get an autograph from him, though. I didn't ask. I got a picture with him. I mean, did you want a picture with him? Is that why you're so tough?
Well, I wore my Outsider shirt.
It wasn't that big of a movie to have shirts, was it?
Oh, it was a big movie.
So you had Outsiders posters.
Yeah.
Who did you most identify with? Fucking Italian guy. Ralph Macchio.
I don't want to say it.
Finally,
I don't want to say
it, Frank. We need to get this all out on the forefront.
Okay, maybe I did.
You did?
And I got slapped in the back, that's all.
This is coming in from Ababra, who's also known as a girl. Frank begged me to introduce him to Eastside Dave for his autograph, but he fainted before he could get it.
I have never fainted in my fucking life.
You've never fainted?
Never fainted. She's so I don't know why she keeps making this up. She keeps making this up, when in fact it was her boyfriend, Tidbit, Alex, who pretty much had an orgasm when he met the dude. Okay.
Well, I mean, is there anything wrong with that? I mean, Eastside Dave is a tremendous person.
No, if Alex is into him that much, great.
I think he's hilarious, and you're justified in being a little starstruck.
I've never been starstruck in my life.
Never?
No, because I've never really met anybody famous.
What about Ralph Macchio?
I spit on him.
You spit on him?
Yes, and I'm happy that his career went to fucking piss.
Frank, tell me, can we start from the beginning again?
Yes.
You woke up, you put your outsider shirt on.
Yes.
You looked at your poster a little bit, maybe smiled. Come on, Mom, hurry up, Mom. We gotta get to the mall, Mom. You were nervous, weren't you? You were gonna meet someone you really liked.
I was excited about it.
Mom, we're gonna be late, Mom. Step on it, Mom. Oh, no, there's traffic, Mom. Come on. And you got there, and then you saw him. Did you pause for a bit?
Well, I paused because I saw that he was getting up from his chair.
Did you run over to him?
I walked briskly.
Were your arms open?
Open? They were swinging side by side.
So after you embraced him and kissed his neck...
I didn't kiss him!
Frank. Did he hurt you?
He hurt my... Yeah, he hurt me.
Did you cry?
No, I did not cry.
Did you cry?
I did not cry.
Did you fight back the tears?
I did not cry. I was pissed off.
You cried. You were going to cry.
No, I was not going to cry.
You almost broke down on the show just now, Frank. He said, here, ask, I'm Ralph Macchio, and I'm about to leave. Ask me for an autograph. We're going to try to recreate this moment right now, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're just getting into the mall, and I'm sitting at my table.
I'm running. Hey, Ralph!
No!
Ralph!
No, I'm late! I'm running late!
Ralph!
I gotta go!
No, Ralph!
I gotta go! I hate this stupid job!
It is enough!
I hate it! I gotta go be a fake karate
guy!
You
son of a bitch! Bastard!
I gotta go learn karate from a gay slope! Eight is enough? You just shouted out, eight is enough.
I shouted out, outsiders, eight is enough.
You just read his resume to him. Congratulations. Yes. No wonder he didn't want to fucking come near you.
Oh, boy.
He let you off easy. He could have said, hey, kid, go fuck yourself. But he saw the shirt and the tears. And he said, hey, look, beat it, kid. I got to go fuck some bras. He was, like, what, 16 years old or something? How old were you? 25? Why were you getting so worked up over this?
I wasn't 25, dude. I was, like, 11 or 12 or whatever. Who the fuck knows?
So you really looked up to him. Did you ever meet anybody you've looked up to?
I don't look up to anybody.
So from this point on, you've completely barred yourself from looking up to celebrities.
I don't. First of all, let me give you my take on celebrities. I don't think that they're better than anybody, and I don't look as though they're better than me. They're not better than anybody.
So if you got to meet Joe Pesci, you would just fucking piss it away.
I'd say hello, Mr. Pesci. Enjoy your work, and I fucking walk away. What am I gonna do?
I have a feeling you'd be wearing your fucking your The Super T-shirt and run up to him. The Super! 8 heads in a duffel bag! Goodfellas! Casino!
Oh my god. I just realized something.
What?
I'm looking at... Wow. I'm looking at Wikipedia, and it says Ralph Macchio's personal life, and it says his parents, Ralph and Rosalie Macchio, own the Wild West Ranch in Western Town in Lake George, New York, and I visited that.
See that? You see that? You gave his fucking family some money.
Son of a bitch.
The boycott is over. The boycott is over. And since his career went to piss, as you said, he's living sponging off his fucking parents. So you indirectly paid him.
Wow.
Can you lay it to rest? Let bygones be bygones.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel bad for him when his mom had to get out and push the car? Did you? You know, he had such a shitty car, and he was going on a date with that girl. His mom had to get out and push. Did you feel bad?
No, I didn't feel bad at all.
Why not?
What would I care? I will hope he suffers. Hope he breaks his back.
So you saw the movie?
I did not see the movie.
We just had a conversation about a part of the movie you said you never
saw. You told me about the part of the movie, and I hope he breaks his back, I said.
He did, and in The Outsiders. And you know what? You didn't show any compassion. You didn't show any compassion, so we ran out of the fucking mall. All
right, whatever.
Whatever, Frank. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck him.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Chicago! Yeah! Don't switch to Chiavnik, because you're now listening to the DJ Arlovsky Show!
Andre Arlovsky!
Yeah! I feel very good, thank you. I'm ready to defend my
Who's next?
Title.
Andre Arlovsky! Has a message.
Hello, this is the Andre Arlovsky, and you're listening to the DJ Arlovsky Show. Tonight, I... Bilky, why are you entering studio with papers in your hand? What is wrong with you? If you have something to give me, you give me before I start this show.
But it is just your papers for you to read.
This is bullshit. I mean, probably most important episode of the DJ Arlovsky Show. Very serious. I'm under so much of these stresses. My balls have escaped into my pelvis, and I have taken intern from home country of Belarus, home city of Minsk, and he's holed up in my apartment in Chicago. I brought him into studio to create prep sheet, come up with the topics for the show. But I'm looking at this, it looks like bullshit to me. None of this is too important for tonight's show. I mean, we have major newsies. But I'll take a look. We'll see if anything is important here. What do we have here? The anal sexing of the Oprah Winfrey's is good, but it takes too much time. Russian techno, that is for virgins. Fighting cage. No, I can't do no more because of the sexy girl first name Dana White. How to take chin punch, I've never even considered before. And what is this one? Gay ways to shave your faggot beard. Bilky, you've written this yourself.
Yes, I've written this. It's a joke, Andre.
Oh, so it's a joke. I see. So now you will know that when I tell you you are not having to shave my ass cheeks using only your teeth, you will know that I am only to make jokes.
But my teeth cannot work like a razor.
Then I'll sharpen them myself. Grab me a flint and take these topics and your papers and put them into yourself, preferably through your anal cavities. None of this bullshit is good enough for tonight, because I am proud to announce, huge newsies, that American porn star Jenna Jameson, who has never done anal sexing on DVD, has had her uterus flooded with liquids from the penis of renowned fighter Tito Ortiz. She will soon produce a hybrid child that is half whore and half warrior. I can only speak for me and the Bilky when they say that we offer congratulate for this unwed couple who will undoubtedly split up, leaving their humongous-headed and sexually promiscuous baby without a happy home, which is the ideal upbringing for any infant warrior. We'll take our first caller, who is Chris Laban from the UFC. You're on the DJ Arlovsky Show.
I'm fucking amped about this baby, dude.
Yes, Chris, we all await its arrival.
I just bought them a hot red little onesie and a crib with clear plastic windows all up and down the side. It's all windows, bro.
But why would crib need so many windows?
So I can bash that kid's face in, that's why. You put any door or window in front of me and I will bash its face in like warm butter.
Relax, Laban. It's just a baby. It's a child. Return your gifts. They are far inappropriate.
I can't. I already pissed on the crib.
That is no place for hybrid whore warrior baby to sleep or train.
Well, it shouldn't have turned a hose on me and called me a fatherless bastard. No one crosses the crippler. Except any above average fighter. One eye open, kid. One eye open.
Well, I guess that this is the end of the line for the DJ Arlovsky show. Thank you for listening. Also, I'm being told I have to announce that on the October 11th, I have been signed to an agreement with the Afflictions to stand before and be murdered by Fedor Emelianenko. So stay tuned, and perhaps we may live to have another episode of the DJ Arlovsky show.
Okay, it was good. I want you to be prepared for the show. How do you not take the microphone off?
Go ahead. Shoot. Okay, say this first. Hey, this is Fred from Best in Show Radio.
Hey, this is Fred from Best in Show Radio.
Now tell them they're listening to DJ Newstyle.
You're listening to the DJ Newstyle show here on HearUsTalk.com.
Now tell them to check out Best in Show Radio every Sunday or they might miss something like this.
Check out Best in Show or you might miss something like this.
The web tender is here.
Oh,
web tender.
I have some whiskey. I have some vermouth. I have some vodka. We have some gin. We have some tonic. We have some blackberry liqueur. We have some Midori. We have some grenadine.
How about you just start mixing? Dealer's choice. What you know how to make from there?
Maybe I'll bring in some Crystal Light for a juice base. Can I put a splash of grenadine in a martini?
You not. I would recommend against it in a martini.
Blackberry liqueur. No? No good? Am I an alcoholic? Is that why these things are okay for me?
I want my drink. I've been here for 15 minutes already.
In all honesty,
I don't have a drink.
Your tip is shot.
Right?
I'm the bartender that tells people my problems.
Okay, I'll take a sip of this. Thank you, barkeep.
A sip.
Oh my God. Get on mic.
Oh my God. Puke on mic.
That's called morning rush.
It's like God's bile.
He's just tasted the morning rush.
It's not good. It's not good. Oh, no. Yeah, it's rotten, man. I'm going to say that is like some sort of feces mixed with lightning and two firecrackers. That's what that tasted like.
Tell them to check out Best in Show Radio every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on HearUsTalk.com and on the Hear Us Talk Radio chat room on PalTalk.
Check us out, Best in Show Radio.
Tell them that Best in Show Radio is proud to be a part of the Hear Us Talk Radio Network.
Keith, Best in Show is proud to be a part of the Hear Us Talk Network.
The DJ Newstyle Show.
All right, and we're back with the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Oh, it most definitely is. Let me take this moment right now, right off the bat, to throw it over to Germ Freak. Germ, you have to meet one celebrity. Who would you meet? Past and present.
I like to meet Alfred Hitchcock.
Now, what the fuck would you ever say to Alfred Hitchcock?
I think he was a fucking genius.
Vertigo, what? The birds, Psycho! You just shout out things he did. What would you say to him?
I would just say, I find you to... I mean, I bet you most people who are listening to this now have never even heard of him.
What?
You probably never even heard of him either.
You're fucking out of your mind. I just named three things he's done. You dope.
Yeah, whatever.
Christy.com says she would want to meet Lucille Ball. Big Cam would meet Kurt Cobain. People have their celebrity they would like to meet. I have a feeling I know who you would like to meet, and I want you to guess. I mean, because you say you're not starstruck by anybody.
Right.
Nobody fucking gets to you. But there's somebody out there. There's somebody.
Who?
You don't know?
No.
Mr. John Bon Jovi. Admit it, Frank. You're gay for John Bon Jovi.
I am not gay for anybody.
You're gay for John Bon Jovi.
Well, I'm not.
Is he or is he not Jersey's finest?
He's one of Jersey's finest, a.k.a.
If John Bon Jovi was in a mall, would you approach him?
No, I would never do that because that's what the... I will not... embarrass myself and belittle myself by fawning over somebody who's rich and famous. I won't do that.
You're just going to do it in your house and at his concert in the shitty seats that you paid $1,000 for.
I thought I told you not to bring that up.
I apologize, but I already did. So I think we have to go into it now.
What? So I paid a couple bucks. What's the big deal?
No, what happened? John Bon Jovi was coming to town.
And, yeah, he was coming.
And you're a big fan because you're gay for Bon Jovi.
I'm not gay for him, but I'm proud that he's from New Jersey, and so am I.
Yeah, and you love that you gave love a bad name. Yeah, it's the part I really take my pants off to and shake my cock in the mirror.
Wow,
fucking faggot song. A bad name, Frank. So you wanted to see him perform. What did you do? You bought a couple tickets, one for you and your wife?
I bought 4 tickets.
Why?
Well, I was looking to make an investment, some money, and I ended up losing money.
Okay, so how much did the tickets cost you?
$1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah.
You paid $1,000 to see Bon Jovi?
Yes.
Now, did you ever at any time look at the ticket and realize, hey, the price on here is nowhere near $1,000.
I bought 4 tickets for $1,000, hoping to make money off them because I went on to something called StubHub.com or something like that, and I saw that people had these tickets for sale for like $5,000 for Bon Jovi tickets. I said, "Holy shit! If I buy these tickets for $1,000, I could fucking sell them, make threefold."
So you were gonna sell them on StubHub?
I was gonna keep 2 of them and sell the other 2 on StubHub.
Now, where did you buy them?
Through StubHub.
So you were trying... Basically, you bought something from a place and you were going to sell it back to them hoping to make more money.
Yes.
And you didn't.
Nobody wanted them.
Nobody wanted them. So what did you do?
What did I do? I had to... instead, I bought them... There were 4 tickets. They were $250 each. me and my wife went... kept 2, and I sold the other $500 worth of tickets for
$150. Oh, shit.
So I lost $350.
If you ask me, your tickets were also lost money as well.
You would have paid $250 to see him?
I would have fucking paid money to not have been asked to go. I would have spent double the ticket amount to not have gone.
I can't believe how much I paid. I paid $250 for 1 fucking ticket. How sick is that?
It's fucking demented.
What's the most you would pay for? So, like, who are you a big fan of?
Well, the thing is, all the bands I like are dead. So they're never coming back. I'd have to either go to a cover show. And by the way, my girlfriend Amanda's like, hey, you know, I know you like Sublime, but Badfish... they're a cover band. They're performing in Philly. But you'd have to stand the entire time. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I'd have to stand up the entire time to hear people play songs of the dead band that I like. How much are the tickets? $50. No, I don't want to go. I think 50 would probably be the most I'd ever pay for a concert or something like that.
Uh-huh.
50 is my limit, dude.
Okay.
You apparently would pay $1,000.
I learned a lesson. You know, I never take risks in my life.
Did you at least like the concert, or were you just pissed the entire time?
It was all right. You know, you have it's. I had floor seats, so I was on the grounds of Giant Stadium on the floor seat. So I was literally like about 20 feet from the guy. But you know,
were you remarking to your wife how handsome he looks in person?
Don't be an ass.
Look at his hair. It's so... He must cream rinse.
You have to admit he has aged well.
I don't have to admit shit. That's like saying to another gay guy, you have to admit you'd blow him.
Wow.
Straight people wouldn't fucking say yes to that. Oh, listen to this. Did he play this? Living on a Prayer? I wonder if he did. I bet you went nuts too, didn't you?
I have a little... Yeah, I have something else to tell you.
It's 86 again! It's 86 again! I'm in my element again! What do you have to tell me?
No, I can't tell you, actually.
No, you have to tell me.
I let's just say I did some work on... on the home of his mother. Let's just put it that way.
did you specifically select that job because you knew whose house it was?
Well, I saw what the last name was, and I said, I gotta take this baby. Yeah!
You are fucking demented. Did you pick through the drain for hairs?
No.
Did you pick the bar of soap hoping for a pube from maybe a weekend visit?
No, there was nobody home.
Well, now, even worse. Did you snoop?
No, no fucking way.
Did you stand in one of the rooms and say, this is where Bon Jovi stood?
No, this is not where the house he grew up in. This is...
But
this
I'm sure is... that his he visited his mother.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't talk about this.
We're halfway there. Oh, Frank is gonna scare Bon Jovi's mom. Rooting through the drawers, he's scaring everybody. Kind of creepy, Frankie.
Whoa, gonna look through y'all and drawers, I'm on it.
You're fucked, Frank. Did you take anything from there? First of all, did you think of taking anything?
No, I would never do that.
So you didn't?
Yeah.
You wouldn't say if you did.
No, I would never
do
that.
Did you look
never.
In the refrigerator?
But no, what I did do, I drove past his childhood home.
You're fucking creepy. Why are you so gay for this guy?
I was on the street anyway, so I said, what the fuck?
You didn't deny that you're gay for him.
No, I'm not gay for him.
Frank, if you had to hang out with one person, it would be Bon Jovi. And I guarantee you would try to call him John. Whereas everybody in the world calls him Bon Jovi.
Let me tell you a little bit that a lot of people don't know. His real first name was spelled J-O-H-N, but he changed it to J-O-N.
Well, because it's, you know, it rhymes with the one half of his
And
real
also,
name.
His last name was actually B-O-N-G-I-O-V-I. He just changed it to B-O-N-G-O. It wasn't really, that's not really how it is.
Wow,
that's
amazing, because I don't think I've ever seen MTV in 1989. That's amazing.
Right.
Everybody fucking knows that.
Right.
Don't act like you think you're going to be hired by Behind the Music if they ever bring the show back.
You know what I find fascinating?
What?
Shut up.
That Tico Torres hasn't asked you to stay away from his fucking boy?
Yeah, I want to put this way. I know pictures were taken. We'll put it that way. But let me tell you, the fact of the matter is, you know what I find interesting is locations of famous events, you know, I just find that interesting.
Like, well, what's one of them?
Well, like, say there was a...
Did you ever try to find where Bon Jovi was conceived?
No. And the fact
and
of the matter
roll
is...
roll around and put your face in any wet spots nearby?
And the fact of the matter is, I don't know which house was his, because I never knew the address. I just knew the street.
Ugh. And that street was?
That's Robin Hood Drive in Sarrville, New Jersey. Bordentown.
Okay, don't worry. I'll look it up with my GPS. Your dad decided to become a bald fucking creep.
Yeah, it's a...
Frank? Oh, did we...
The con back in that home.
I'm sorry, Frank. You have to repeat what you said.
Oh, in 1989, there was a contest where MTV gave away Bon Jovi's childhood home.
Did you enter that contest?
No, I was too young.
Frank, just remember, whenever you feel bad, whenever you feel like the world's against you, Bon Jovi will be there for you. These five words he'll swear to you. Do you ever listen to this and say, I love you, Bon Jovi. I love you. Now let me ask you: do you prefer long hair Bon Jovi or short hair Bon Jovi?
I don't care about that. Come on now, you're not gonna try and put me into a corner.
Do you think he looks cool now or cooler in the '80s?
I'm not saying anything. I just say he aged well.
Do you think he'd be better in a V-neck or a crew neck T-shirt?
Come on, dude. Don't embarrass yourself.
Do you know all the tattoos that he has? I guarantee. Ah.
I know he has one that has Superman on his arm, but I don't know the rest of them.
You're so gay for Bon Jovi.
Go fuck you. You're gay from that guy from Sublime.
I'm not gay for the guy for Sublime.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a huge fan.
You fucking stick songs to him and shit.
I sing songs to him? He's fucking dead. How would I do that?
That's even worse. You're gay for a corpse. That's even more pathetic.
If he were alive, I would admit that I have a maybe a gay man crush kind of thing going on.
Oh, God. Faggot.
No, it's not. There's nothing faggy about a gay man crush.
You say gay. You're saying gay in a sense, you asshole. You're saying gay man crush.
It is. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a gay man crush. It's kind of like a talent type thing. It's I don't know how to explain it to you, but let me tell you, I've never gone to any places that he may have been.
You know who else you got a gay man crush on?
Who's that?
Night of the Flight of the Octagon, or whatever the fuck they're called. Flight of the Eagles or Flight of the Penguins or something.
You are so out of touch and completely clueless. You can't buy back yesterday, Frank. There's no price on it. Frank is gay for Bon Jovi. He would blow Tico Torres to get to Richie, to get to Bon Jovi. Frank, chin up, buddy. Chin up. You know why?
Why?
Because Bon Jovi will be there for you. Did you ever actually have to count the words when he said five? He said these five words. Did you ever actually count it to check? Just to make sure that Bon Jovi truly was infallible, Frank?
Well, but there's a song.
What do you have in your mouth? Is that Richie Sambora's ball sack?
No.
So you can gain access to Bon Jovi's dressing room?
In one of the songs of Bon Jovi, he mentioned Sarahville, New Jersey.
Does that make you happy?
No, I just think it's cool.
Admit that you watched Karate Kid. I'm not going to sit here and listen to you fucking lie.
I swear on my entire family's life.
You're a fucking liar!
Whatever.
Let this ride out. Did they play this at your overpriced, essentially, stalking venture? You paid admission to stalk a grown man. Do you realize if you got to meet him and you told him all these creepy stories about how you did work on his mother's house, how you drove around to look at his childhood home, you would be so put out by his fucking security guards?
Maybe I would. I know where he lives, too.
Holy shit. He doesn't want you to be there for him. So don't do that. Where does he live, by the way, Frank?
He lives in Middletown.
See that? Right away. Did you get into arena football because he owned a football team?
No. The Philadelphia Soul.
Oh, see, you know that right away. Why is it you know everything about Bon Jovi?
I'm a fan.
You have a gay man crush on him.
It's just like when... Let me swallow this. Hold on.
He would like that. He likes it's just the swallower.
Like, it's just
Bon
like
Jovi
people,
does not want somebody to spit.
It's just like people... I was going to say no.
What are you going to say?
I don't want to make the person mad. I don't want... She'll get pissed. Oh, fuck, I forgot what I was going to say.
How amazing. It's because you're being fucking serenaded by your little John John, as you call him. In PMs to me, you say, hey, can you play a John John song? I'm like, what are you
That's
talking about?
That's a fucking lie.
What, JFK Jr. did songs? He's like, no, John John. You know, Sayreville, New Jersey's own. Middlesex County, New Jersey's own. New Jersey's own! Bon Jovi. Oh, God damn it, Frank. I don't know what to say anymore.
Well, we're getting back to the Flight of the Octagons. You're a big fan of those, and you have a fucking hard-on for them.
The Flight of the Octagons?
Yeah, that thing, those two guys with the guitars, the Flight of the Octagons. You went to the fucking play in
it's
Camden
not a
or something like that.
It's a concert, you fat.
Or whatever the fuck they are. I watched it for 2 seconds on YouTube. I fucking fell asleep.
It's because they're four intelligent people. They don't sing, they don't make stupid promises to other fucking homosexual men about taking care of them and playing electric guitars. They don't do that. They sing hilarious songs, and they have an HBO series.
I found them boring.
That's great. But you love Bon Jovi, and you were jilted by Ralph Macchio.
I like Bon Jovi's music. He stood the test of time. You gotta give him that.
Why do you always sound like you have a cock in your mouth when you're talking about Bon Jovi?
I'm in swallow time. Right.
Do you need more Bon Jovi in the background?
No. But he did play...
Frank, it sounds like you're going down. In a blaze of glory. Did you buy a jaw harp? Just so you could try to play this intro? This was one of your favorites, wasn't it?
Well, this he did on a solo album. This is not Bon Jovi, the group. This is just John Bon Jovi's solo artist.
See, I didn't know that. You know why? Because Bon Jovi's gay. You like your favorite musician?
He'll be more successful than you'll ever be.
If success is having a bald basement dweller follow everything I've ever done, then I guess we've already shared the same success. Because I believe you've taken pictures of my former residence as well. Oh, listen to this. He's a devil on the run!
Yeah!
Don't fucking get excited. Well, Frank, I don't know what to tell you.
No, I'm going to ask you something.
Yeah, ask me. Go ahead.
Earlier tonight, didn't you do a little cover version of a song called Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi?
Playing around,
think
yeah.
Think you did.
I did.
I rest my case.
Do you know why?
I rest my case.
Do you know why I did that?
Whatever. It doesn't matter. You did it.
I did it. Because it's in Rock Band, you fuck.
Whatever. You fucking did it. You're a fucking hypocrite.
It's a Rock Band song, so I have to be good at it, whether I like the song or not.
You got called out.
I didn't get called out. You want to talk about being called out? I really hope somebody takes this little section of audio, somehow gets it to Bon Jovi so he can know that there is a fucking there's an out of shape Dana White somewhere in New Jersey that really loves him to the point where he's going to follow every little milestone in his life and take a photo of it.
Come here,
Bart. Do you have a little drawer where you put all your Bon Jovi keepsakes?
No.
You do. That's why you're laughing.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
What are some of the things you have in your little fucking Bon Jovi June drawer?
What drawer?
Your June drawer.
I have nothing.
Your fucking Bon Jovi hope chest. What do you have in there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Again, you have some shit in your mouth. See that? Christy.com has her cam up. She has a picture of Ralph Macchio. The caption? Germ Freak loves Ralph. You're a big fan, admit it.
Well, I'm just eating some salami, so.
Yeah. Some salami with pubes at the end. And a little pea slit in your mouth.
All right.
Do you realize it's 2 a.m. pretty much, and you're eating fucking salami? What do you have to say for yourself?
I had an early dinner.
I can't listen to this fucking shitty Bon Jovi anymore.
All right.
Well, Frank, it seems like you have nothing left to add. What do you have going on this weekend?
Holy Christ.
By the way, you called me at a burial today.
I thought you were at a
burial. You fucking rung my phone. I said, listen, yeah, okay, I understand.
You shouldn't have answered them.
I have to go.
You shouldn't have answered, and you shouldn't have had your phone on.
I picked it up, excused myself, I thought it was an emergency. I didn't look at who was calling. The minute I heard your voice, I was completely just irritated.
You're such a fucking... You told me I had to fucking wear a powder blue fucking tuxedo, dude.
Well, it hasn't been announced yet, so you can't talk about that. But there will be a gathering. Let's just say there will be a gathering. There will be a performance. And Frank will be tricked into wearing formal clothing to a barbecue.
Okay.
Right. Listen to Best in Show on Sunday. Check them out. They're on 11 to 2 every single Sunday. I don't think they've missed one yet. Bestinshowradio.com or hearustalk.com. Go to the forums, sign up, post, do all that good stuff. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Frank, do you have anything else you'd like to say tonight?
I want to thank everybody.
Well, why don't you get started on that? Why don't you start off with fucking John Bon Jovi's bodyguard for not murdering you, for pilfering shit from his fucking mom's house?
Nah, listen, whatever. That's all.
Admit it, you're gay for Bon Jovi.
Oh, shut the fuck up already.
Do you have a man crush on Bon Jovi?
Never had a man crush in my life.
You have one.
Whatever.
Look, we gotta go. Thank you very much to Bon Jovi for being Frank's gay man crush. Thank you. God bless everybody. Frank, do you have anything that you'd like to say?
Good night, everybody.
Would you like to tell your buddy John John that you love him? Would you like to apologize for Ralph Macchio?
Fuck Ralph Macchio.
Fuck him?
Well, the hell with him.
I want you to make amends right now with Ralph Macchio.
Fuck Rocco.
Who's Rocco?
I don't know. I was always told. Ralph Macchio.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen.